Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you feeling today? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. Well, it's an internet radio show, but we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So, I'm the entertainer of the year. So, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back. Get your kids organized, give them a soda, something, some cookies, and let them sit back and listen to today's radio show. It's going to be exciting for everybody in the family. But the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's 105 degrees. Yes, it's hot. It's very hot. But we're in the desert in Nevada. So this is summertime weather, and it gets hot in the desert. Except for the virus, this would be an ideal place to come and celebrate your vacation. Summer vacation would be beautiful in Vegas this time of year, because after all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. But because we have the virus here, we don't have any live entertainment going on anywhere in the casinos in Las Vegas. So you can't come here and see any kind of entertainment. You could come here and go swimming in the hotel pools or in the casino swimming pools. You could still do that. And you could go to the big pool at the park where they have about 8 swimming pools. And they have 25 slides that slide into the pool. So you could go there and the kids could have a good time. Or you could go to Circus and you can take the kids into the second floor where they have games for all kind of kids. They have carny games. They have slot machines, pinball games for kids. And they have a McDonald's and they have a Carl's Jr.'s in there also. So the kids could get some snacks to eat. So it's a good place. And they have a circus show that goes on inside Circus. So it's an ideal place to entertain your family, or at least your kids. Because every place else is for adults only. They have the strip clubs. They have the movies, the bars are all closed, but you can still drink inside the gaming casinos. So they haven't shut that down yet, but you got to have social distance. You got to be 6 feet away from the person next to you while you're gambling. And everybody has to wear a mask. So you got to bring your mask. If not, you got to get one inside the casino, which will probably cost you a couple of dollars, because the police are strolling the strip to see who's wearing a mask and who's not. So watch yourself. Be careful. You want to protect yourself so you don't catch any of the virus that's going on. The pandemic affair is in Vegas. as well as all the other states in the United States of America. And the virus is still all over speed. So it's everywhere. So we are going to do our best to entertain you on the radio. So sit back in your house and get a couple of drinks, get a beer, get a glass of wine, get some cookies, get a sandwich or two, and sit back as I entertain you with the best comedy in the world and maybe some stories. Oh, yeah, I got all kind of stuff coming up. So, DJ Papa D, let's go to a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot, and I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s, and I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden, they start blasting.
Heart burst into flame. Before the moment we met, that there was no doubt.
down under a car, and I'm crawling down the street under the car, and I look out, and I see a bunch of white boys coming down the street the other way, and they got shotguns, they got 12 gauges, they got 9 millimeters, they're just blasting, and they're shooting back at the Mexicans, and they're shooting at each other, and they're blasting, and I'm in the middle of the shootout. And I'm on the street, on the ground, and I'm under the cars, and I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do? I'm not trying to get shot. I ain't in no gang. I'm just trying to get to the party. And I'm standing out there, and I'm under the car, and I'm crawling under the cars. But I notice that they're on one side of the street. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Junipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Storytime with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I hope everybody got their friends and family sitting down, relaxed, and listening to today's radio show. It's about to be a blast. Well, I got a joke for you. If your mama is so dumb, how dumb is she, you ask? She's so dumb, she got locked in a furniture store, and she slept on the floor. That's a dumb woman. She got locked in a furniture store and slept on the floor. Oh, my God. All right. Your daddy is so dumb, he took his kids to a Clippers basketball game for a haircut. He thought he was going to give them a haircut at the Clippers game. The Los Angeles Clippers. Oh, no. That's really dumb of your daddy. But anyway, on with the show. DJ Papa D, play some more music, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. Another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In attract a lot of guys just to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Are you enjoying today's radio show? Yeah, I want to know a question. I got a question for you. What kind of lights did Noah have on the ark with all the animals? You don't know? He had floodlights. Okay, now, what kind of food did Noah feed the animals on the ark? You don't know? He fed them sinners floating in the water. Oh, yeah. Okay, now it's time for me to tell you a story. Okay, G Money, play a story that I set up for them to listen to today. As my listening audience is waiting, we got a good story for you today, people. It's a good one. So, DJ Papa D, play the story. And we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
Hey,
was living in a homeless camp that I created. They called it Gregory'sville. And I had found a barbecue pit, and I had the top to the barbecue pit. And I had put some wood in the barbecue pit, and I put some dry grass in the pit. And I had bought some lighter fluid, and I put that in the pit, and then I lit it, and it went up in smoke. Woo! It was a big fire, and all the wood was burning, and I had a nice fire going. And I said, I need to get some food to put on this grill so that I could cook some food. So not too far from where my camp was, there was a market. It was a store. I think it was a Food for Less, or it could have been a Safeway. I'm not really sure right now. It's been a while. But I went in the store, and I bought some chicken because I had a food stamp card. So I bought some chicken, and I bought a couple of packages of hot dogs. And I came back, and I put all of the meat on the grill. And I had some bread. So we were going to have chicken and bread and hot dogs and bread. So that's what we were going to do. And I had several people in my camp that were waiting on the food to be cooked so they could eat. And they were sitting around the camp, and we were talking. We were smoking bud, drinking beers, and we were having a good time. And this guy walked up and said, hey, man, can I get some of that meat that you're cooking on the grill? And I looked at him, and I said, yeah, you can get some meat if you got some money. And he said, yeah, I got some money. And he dropped a handful of change in my hand. And I said, wow, that's about $3 or $4. That's all right. Yeah, you can have some food. So I thought about it, and I said, well, let's see what I could get with this money. Now, I know I had like $5 or $6 on me in dollar bills, but he had given me a handful of change. So I said, I'm going to go across the street to the store, and I'm going to buy some beer for what I could get for the money that I had. I know I have like 3 or 4 buddies here that I know, so I can buy a couple of 40s, and we can drink the 40s. So I took my time, and I'm walking to the street, and I'm counting the money in my hand. And I'm counting the change a little at a time. And I get to the corner where the street is, and I look down the block, and I see the street is clear. So I start walking across the street. And I'm counting my change as I go. And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side where the driveway to the store is. And I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic. Because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. I'm crossing the street, and all of a sudden I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. It's a black and white Metro police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. And I say, I'm sorry, officer. I'm homeless and I live in a camp across the street. Like, that really made a difference to them. But I was begging for not to get a ticket. I was like, well, and this was a shortcut to the store, so that's why I was jaywalking. I didn't want to walk all the way to the corner and then cross the street and then have to walk all the way down the street to the store. I figured I could just jaywalk and walk directly to the store. Well, they looked at me, and they said, what do we have here?
Check out the sound. that, because I can't do it wrong. That's why the whole world is singing this song. I jam on it. I say jam, jam on it. And stay through the night, and that turns the day, whatever time it is, I want to hear you say
jam on it.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us. And they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt. But it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So I hope you told all your neighbors and all your friends and all your co-employees and all your classmates to tune in to the radio show, because G Money has activities and stories for your entertainment. I'm the entertainment promoter of the year. So I want to tell you a story. Actually, it's not really a story. I think I have time. It was a news situation that happened last week. Actually, it happened like Monday or Tuesday of this week, where there was a pastor that had got together with about 6,000 people, and they were marching across the Boston Bridge. And other people joined the march because they thought it was a Black Lives Matter march, or they thought it was a protest about police violence. They weren't really sure, but they saw all the people and they wanted to get involved. So the police showed up and they tried to shut the march down, and it got kind of rough. A couple of policemen shot some rubber bullets into the crowd. They shot some canisters with some tear gas into the crowd. And it really got a little out of hand. But at the end of the situation, the pastor that had organized the march was talking to the news reporters, and he was explaining what went down. And he told them, he said, this wasn't a protest. We were marching because we were going to pray for the planet. We were going to pray for the health of the planet, because we have the virus all around the world, and we should pray to God to stop the virus. He's the only one that can do that. He's the only one that can stop the virus. He's in charge of everything on the planet. So we were going to pray to stop the virus. And we got a lot of other people that got involved in the march because they saw all of the people and they thought it was whatever, whatever. So we ended up having our march interrupted by the police and by other workers, other people. Well, I want to tell you something, people. And I'm not talking as G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. I'm not talking about as G Money, the pimp comic. I'm not even talking to you as G Money, the teacher from the street. I'm talking to you as Reverend G Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says, if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity to pray. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners to the radio show can join me in prayer, so that we can pray to God. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school districts so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. You dissolve the world church, for it's meant to break up the churches, and you make it so that the European Union can be under best authority in the world. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. Amen. All right. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. Oh, and I also want to pray that we get the cure, because they have a couple of scientists, a couple of labs that are working on a cure for the virus. So I'm hoping that they're successful as they're testing people now to see if these people can develop antibodies to help fight against the virus. Well, Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. And in your name, I say, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen. All right, well, I guess it's almost time for me to close the show. I want to wish everybody a happy weekend. And hopefully we'll have some sports next week because they're negotiating playing some baseball. They're negotiating playing football. And the college football will get started before the NFL. And the NBA is negotiating playing basketball. But several of the basketball players have the virus. And we don't know if we're going to get enough teams together to play basketball. But the Lakers is my team. And LeBron James is about to take us to the championship. So we're in first place in the Western Conference. And if we continue the season, it looks like Los Angeles will win another championship. We got 8 in the city already. And if we win this next one, that'll be 9. And we will be the most celebrated city in NBA history. Yep, that's right. We'll be better than the Boston Celtics. We'll be better than the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll be better than the Chicago. But where's Chicago's in it? With Jordan. Chicago, they're not the Bears. That's the football team. Chicago Cubs, no, that's the baseball team. What's the basketball team? The Chicago. Chicago, anyway, we'll have a better season and a better record than the Chicago team because they won 6 championships with Jordan, and then he retired, and they haven't won another championship since then. So we're not expecting a whole lot from Chicago anymore. But Golden State, the California team, that's another California great team. They won 5 championships within the last 7 years, 8 years. So they've been on top of their game. But they traded a lot of their players, so we don't know if they're going to have a dominant team any longer. So we'll have to see what happens with the NBA this year. But I can't think of the Chicago team. What is the Chicago? Chicago, it's not the Bears. It's not the Cubs. It's Chicago, Chicago, Chicago. What is their team? Wow. Let's see. Los Angeles Lakers, Milwaukee Bucks, Philadelphia 76ers, Golden State Warriors, San Antonio Spurs, Boston Celtics. What is Chicago's team? I can't think of their team. The Bulls. That's it. The Chicago Bulls. I had to think about my stuffed animal collection to think about the Bulls. Okay. Yeah, the Bulls. Okay. Well, they're not going to do anything this year. So we ain't even worried about Chicago. But the Lakers will win everything this year. And then if LeBron stays in L.A., because I don't know, he may want to retire and go into coaching or go into ownership of a team. Because we need black owners in pro sports. Because they say black people ain't smart enough to own any teams. But, you know, that's just bullshit. I know better. We got a lot of smart coaches and a lot of smart players that could be coaches in baseball and basketball and football and soccer and hockey. Yeah, we could be coaches in all those sports. So we just have to see where time will take us because it's time for black people to step up We're in charge of the music game. We're in charge of acting. So, you know, we can be in charge of sports. We're the best players on the court. So we can be the best managers and the best coaches also. So it's just a matter of time. And like I said, I pray that God blesses us with the opportunity to be the best we can be and show the world that we're not just puppets, but we can actually be in charge. So I think that's enough of Reverend G Money preaching to you. I'm going to go back to G, being G Money, Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Story Time with G Money. Okay, DJ Papa D, do we have another song we can play? Or is it time to end the radio show? I don't have my Swatch watch on, so I don't know what time it is. But if we got time for a song, let's play a song. Play one of my songs. Yeah, because I got an album out. I got 17 songs on my album. So I want to play some of my songs. So play one of my songs and then come to me quietly on the chat line and tell me how much time we have left in the radio show. So I can shut it down. All right, back to the show.
I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit.
down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I'm wasting no more time waiting on you. I'm wasting no more time. I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked into her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, we had a prayer that I hope everybody repeats my radio show so we can have the prayer constantly being prayed on for the health and satisfaction of everybody around the world. Because they say that when we pray in groups, if two or more people, God is there. And we need God to be here to stop the epidemic, the paradigmic of what's happening with this virus all around the world. And then we want to stop all the gun violence. We want to stop the prejudice. We want to stop the police brutality. We need to stop all of that. All of the evil that's on the planet, we need to get rid of that. People are dying all around the world. You know, we need to stop all of the wars and all of the shooting and everything that is taking lives around the world. Because we don't need people to be constantly suffering and burying people and memorializing people. That's not necessary. People are going to die in their own time. So let's not speed it up or encourage anybody to take anybody else's life. Because God gave us life and he wanted us to live it to the fullness of the existence of our life. So let's live it for the fullest, to the extent of being the best we can be. Well, it's time for me to shut it down. It's been a great day. I hope everybody passes the prayer on so that we can go viral with the prayer and everybody around the world can be blessed by my prayer. So let's see what happens. Maybe we can put it on YouTube or put it on SoundCloud or something and get everybody to listen and pass it on. So maybe we can put it on Facebook and let everybody hear the prayer that is going to make us live in a better society. Well, The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to go, and I got to get out the air chair because I got to go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, and I got things to do, don't you know? Well, I want to thank my brothers, DJ Big Nasty, for putting the radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can listen to the activity that I'm talking about. And I want to thank my other brother, DJ Papa D, because he's my studio engineer, and he's in charge of playing the comedy clips and playing the stories and playing the music. Oh, yeah, he's becoming a real DJ. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, we want to thank him for his work, because he's working hard for little or no money. So it's all right. He has a bank account full of money. He doesn't need our money. But anyway, I want to thank my brothers for being supportive of the radio show. And I'm G Money. I want to get out of here, and I'll be back on the air on Monday at 3 o'clock. So enjoy the weekend. Hopefully it will be some sports on TV that you can entertain yourself, and we'll have a good weekend. Hopefully the virus will subside and more people won't be infected. We want to get rid of the virus as soon as possible, and we pray that the labs that are working on the solution for the virus, hopefully they're successful. So we'll wait and see how that works out. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. See you on Monday. Peace. Good night. And be safe. I'm out.
Ready?
Yep. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.